you, Brian, for the introduction. That for those from Northern Green Plain, you know, we have a condition that's different from the Southern. We have very cool spring and short growing season, and in my area also have a shallow soil, and that in the summer the temperature is high, and then the precipitation, we have a peak precipitation in summer, but the precipitation delivered by thunderstorm usually is not predictable. So this is annual monthly maximum and the minimum temperature and the precipitation. You can see that if follow that traditional recommendation, if say if 15 degrees of temperature, you will see canola, usually that goes to May, and then where our precipitation actually drop, and then get pretty soon you hit a high temperature that canola actually suffered. So we did a study in 2004 and 2005. You can see that yield decrease, that the seeding days, that there's a much 30 is a two location, March 30 is compared to April 13 to April 30th, basically yield is linearly decreased. But at another location, this is the Central Ag Research Center where I located, but the seeding date from March 30th to April 14th is quite stable, but then drop rapidly. So the objective of this study is, presentation is to say, screen the different canola cultivars in the germination and emergence at lower temperatures. And we did the study at the in growth chamber in the field, and then determine the co-emergence rate of the, if it's related to the seed yields or not, and then we'll try to select a suitable, adaptable varieties cultivars to the central Montana. So the material and methods is that we did the growth chamber study, just use a 50 seed and put it to the trait, and then one with the soil, and then the other one without soil, and then determine the emergence rate and the roots and growth should grow under different temperatures. And then we use the same set of seed and grow in the field and seed in early. So this is a germination study, the seed in the trays. And then the other one set, we put about 1 centimeter, I think, the soil on the top, and put it in a six degrees and 10 degrees. And then this is a field evaluation. So let's look at the result. The canola emergence rates actually quite different from among the cultivars, and both commercial and breeding lines. And this red line is 50% emergence. So we calculate that, determine this point for each cultivar. And then we did the measure the shoot growth and also root growth. You can see that different performance. Now, and then we plot the 50% emergence in the growth chamber against to the 50% emergence in the field. You see that we got pretty good correlations. So this one, well, field study only one set of data, but I plot those growth chamber. This is the red dot is under 10 degrees, is data certainly is more covert, and but the other one at the lower temperature is kind of scattered a little bit, but generally have good correlations between the field observation and the growth chamber study. And then we calculate that a growth degree days to 50% emergence and plot that relate, I mean, plot that 50 degrees emergence rate to the yield in the field. You can see this is a 50 degrees emergence rate in the growth chamber. And this is the biomass, and the red dot is the grain yield. Then the grain yield show pretty good negative correlations against the yield. Again, we plot the 50 degrees, 50% emergence growth degree days to 50% emergence in the field to the yield. Again, you can see that the red dot is the grain yield, and the data kind of scatter a little bit, but still show the negative correlations to the grain yield. However, the early seeding has some risk. So in a study, we seed the canola in March 30th, but then usually we got in April or late early May, we still get snow. This one is in 2004, May 14th, and actually have outer snowstorm. You can see the damage from a snowstorm. And then, after 10 days or 2 weeks, that actually that recovers. It's the same field we took the picture from on May 27th. So that recovered. And then by the June 2nd, it's completely recovered from that snow storm. So we did another study, just took the canola seedling, the canola leaf from lots of seedlings, and do the cold tolerance study. Basically, I put in a regulate that cool chamber incubator and gradually reduce the temperature from 25 degrees drop to minus 5 degrees in every 5 minutes, like that gradually reduce. But you can see without acclimation, and that canola doesn't tolerate much the frost or freezing, then by minus 2 degrees, basically the cell membrane broken and the electrolyte as a leak, and then the conductivity increase rapidly. So basically, without acclimation, the canola doesn't stand frost. So this is the picture taken on April 30th this year, and we see the canola on April 1st, and then on April 30th, you can see that we got that kind of snow. And this is the field. We have a canola and camelina sit side by side. You can see, actually, by June 10th, you can see that camelina had a pretty good stand, and not much damage, but the canola actually thin out some stands, and some of them cut damages and just uneven stands. But then later, on July 7th, you can see the canola actually have pretty good plasticity, and it can branch out quite well, doesn't cause that much bad damage on the stand, but camelina, compared to camelina, still you can see those spots didn't have good stand. So right now, we are actually doing the variety screen across the state. There's a research associate at Northern Ag Research Center actually coordinate a statewide variety test at multi-locations to try to find good performance cultivars. And several variety from private company actually perform quite well and have a consistent good yield and good oil content. So I don't want to go to the detail. So the conclusion is that the time and the growth degree days required to reach 50 degree emergence were very significant among the different cultivars, and the growth degree days to 50 emergence, 50% emergence tend to have a negative correlation with canola biomass and seed yield. So we have identified several cultivars and actually have fast emergence and good grain yield at Montana that probably have potential to grow in Montana in future. So that's all I have. If any question? Okay, Perry.
With that seed test and the different varieties, were they grown in a common environment, the seed source? Every seed is developed with an influence of genetics and environment, and I'm just wondering whether it was purely a genetic effect or whether there was also environment.
Well, it is both, because the seed come from different sources, some of them from private companies, some from breeding programs, and it's different seed lot and background probably different. So it's not necessary. It's a genetic. We are just screening to see if any correlation with the early emergence in grain yield or not. So, yes.
Just a question. All those cultivars, because of their susceptibility under high temperature when they're flowering, not to set seed. Have you done any evaluation on that? Now, 2010 was rather a cool summer, but in other years when you've had higher temperatures in flowering, have you noticed much problems with seed set?
Yeah, actually, if you go back, we have, this is actually 3 years of data, 2008, 2009, 2010. Actually, yeah, 2010 is cooler, and you can see the yield is quite high from 16, 18. But the 2008 and 2009, really low yield at 700, 800 pounds per acre. So that's hot and dry, but the certainly, I noticed some of them perform well at the wet soil, I mean, wet year, cool year, but doesn't perform well in the hot. But the several those hybrid actually perform quite well even at the hot, dry condition. So they probably have more stable yield than others. In the back there, that gentleman. Okay, all right, thank you.